Public Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org is the website. Streaming out also on speakfreeradio.com, simulcasting. So, June 19th, 2022, Father's Day, Juneteenth, all this strange stuff. You know, funny memes floating around. Blackbird 9 sent me a couple good ones. You know, I was, you know, this is my first Father's Day with my dad not being here. And I went out, my mom and I went out and visited my old 93-year-old aunt. She's an assisted living facility, and there's all kinds of folks visiting there, fathers and so forth in the place. And I couldn't even subject myself to the conversations. We're all outside, a bunch of different people. And the nature of the conversations, and I, you know, the banter back and forth, and I was really just, with everything happening and the cascading sequence of events hitting us, I just can't really deal with small talk right now. So my mom and my uncle, My mom's sister's husband, both been hit 4 times with the jabs. He has cancer on one of his eyelids and has to get some sort of procedures done. Last week, my aunt and my mom were together, and my aunt saw something on the tip of my mom's nose. And she's like, you need to go get that checked out. And so my mom goes and gets this checked out. It's most likely she had some cancer developing on the tip of her nose. And now am I saying that this, I mean, both my mom's 80 and my uncle's, you know, mid to late 70s. And so can I just through, you know, hypothesis say that, you know, these shots helped these strange skin cancers developing? I can't say they don't, but can I say that there's correlation? In my mind, there probably is. My mom's Italian. She'd been out in the sun her whole life, and now all of a sudden she gets something at the tip of her nose after these 4 freaking jabs. And so, you know, just crazy. Lark, and I don't know if Giuseppe and Scorpio covered Nikki Rapana's death, one of Lark's kind of fellow travelers in the communitarian element or management system, if you will, aspect of the global conspiracy. She passed away just recently. So Lark sent me that at 9:38 p.m. So she died on the 15th. Okay, so she was age 65. And she was involved with doing work on the communitarian, this management system, this hybrid of these capitalism, crony capitalism, bankster capitalism, and of course, gangster corporatism and communism, kind of like this, designing new language and the whole nine yards into law. This is where the sustainability crap comes from. You know, all these new lingos in your state, county, and municipal government. We know the federal government's a rotten husk of gangsterism. Look at how they're sicking FBI agents on legitimate political, figures running in the Republican Party right now. The uncontrolled, I guess you would say, aspect of the Republican Party. As we know, a pretty decent swath of Republicans are under the sway of the dialectic conspiracy, guys like Dan Crenshaw who gets, they're calling him Patch McCain, which I really like. This guy, he goes on Joe Rogan a couple of years ago and he's talking a lot of good stuff. And then when the rubber meets the road, he's along now, basically in your neocon wing, big rah-rah Ukraine guy and all the rest of this stuff. And so, not that I'm saying that the Russians are angels, Vlad Putin is an angel or anything, but, of course, in the last week, week and a half, the Pentagon's admitting all this biological research facilities all throughout the Ukraine. And of course, old Hunter and his little goofiness and all the stuff that he's involved with. He gets kicked out of the Navy being a doper. And then all of a sudden he's involved with funding biological research facilities in the Ukraine. I mean, how laughable. He's on the board of Burisma. He's an energy expert. He's a biological research expert. Yeah. And then you get these guys caught. One of them is a chemical, let's say, weapon specialist. These Americans from Alabama, the Vietnamese guy and the white guy. And all of a sudden, people are digging into the way this guy's uniform looks, and it's a chemical, warfare specialist type thing. Real, real crazy, probably sheep dipped. Of course, there's some useful idiot Americans that got sucked into the propaganda and joined into this stuff. But some of these guys, some of these guys are actually covert operatives, and this is the cost of doing business, especially if you're doing this stuff through a Merc outfit. Remains to be seen how this all fleshes out, but, one of my drinking buddies, that he's a retired Army guy. Full enlistment, been retired for quite a while. And, this is when my dad and my uncle were alive and us three used to hang out. And, on our certain days of the week where we'd go up to my dad and my uncle's bar and have a few beers or whatever and shoot the breeze. And he used to be trying to convince me to go join one of these outfits and go overseas and make all that good money. And, there's a danger there, man. Your life is, you're kind of in a strange place being with these Merc companies. Geneva Convention's a joke. It's already a joke. I mean, pretty much the way governments look at this stuff. So I pretty much had my fill with U.S. foreign policy during my enlistment. And so it wasn't that long afterwards that I became pretty disillusioned with, let's just say, the managerial class in the government. And of course, those, the elites calling the shots, you over the years, you start learning these things, but you know, you get into certain kinds of music that leans people towards conspiratorial research and that sort of thing. And that was kind of like one of my big ways in, but also through when the internet came up. You know, as soon as the internet got available through dial-up, I was on there digging around and found a lot of things. And, you know, you'll never be the same after that, and especially when things like Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, that was my kind of teeth-cutting time. And then, of course, the big juggernaut was when the 9/11 operation went live. And anybody that, you know, that's really one of those watershed events that really, really changed a lot of people's lives and their viewpoints, and really shattered a lot of their illusions about people in high places having, let's just say, you know, good old fashioned patriotism, love of one's country, and that sort of thing. So, you know, it still fascinates me to this day how many people can sell their own country and countrymen and down the river for a few pieces of silver. It's just a fascinating study in anthropology of the human condition of sin and greed and that sort of thing, to where you see how cheap people are, and you see how easily moved towards evil and you know, sins of omission and sins of commission both, you know, get paid money to look the other way. You're not really doing anything, but at the same time you're doing a sin of omission. So where to start? You know, I was kind of looking at, remember a couple weeks ago, for you to listen, I was talking about Chicago and just the implosion of this city and how this might be the place where, and I was, Minister Farrakhan had been warning about this and so forth and so on, that troops on the streets of the city of Chicago. And then I keep looking at New York as sort of a strong cities, UN, maybe a federal / international occupation force to, you know, fill in the vacuum type thing. And five men, this is up on Zero Hedge today, five men have stolen 37 ATMs in Brooklyn and Queens since December 2021. And so it gets into just, you know, all this ATM thefts. Okay, so I kind of thought about that one. And then I saw this article the other day up on Law Enforcement Today about the Great Exodus, okay, of more than 1,500 New York PD cops have retired or quit in the first 5 months of 2022. So nearly 1,600 have retired or resigned from the New York PD in the first 5 months of 2022. That represents an increase of 38% over 2021 and 46% more than 2020 numbers. So you've got the coming out of the COVID goofiness, okay, which really, I guess, as far as the psyche, you know, this thing that runs under the surface, this grand psyche of humanity, this pressure cooker they decided to build. And then all the racial destabilization operations. Excuse me. And now the economic tensions. But the real thing is the racial destabilization operations, because something happened to the black population with the stuff going from Trayvon Martin all the way up through George Floyd. And it ran through Ferguson here in St. Louis with Mike Brown, and it went up there to Baltimore with Freddie Gray, and Minneapolis with Philando Castile, and then I think it was Alton Sterling down there in Louisiana. So we had all these operations of anti-police and so forth and so on. Cops basically being, some of these were operations and some of them might have been organic. But even the Breonna Taylor thing in Louisville and a bunch of these other ones. And some of these were legit. And it still the instantaneous Twitter brigades and Facebook and so forth that, you know, they won't call that out for disinformation when all these blacktivists, we'll call them, will bear false witness against police or just put out misinformation because they were misinformed. Some people are disinformers like Sean King, Talcum X, but some of them are misinformers. They just spread the stuff. But so even a legit police killing of a black offender is automatically in the social media circles another dirty cop hit on a black person. And so now you have this racial boiling point, and something has happened in the black American psyche to where they don't believe that they should be held accountable for criminality. And so now it is off the charts. We have a mass exodus of police officers, almost 1,600 in New York City. And now New York City appears that it could be ripe for, let's just say, some sort of an experiment, technocratic, global reaction force, let's say. There's all kinds of this stuff being built right now as far as medical, under the guise of medical reaction forces, quick medical reaction forces and blah, 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 blah. So if they declare crime and just everything as some sort of a medical emergency pandemic type of thing, you know, you're already hearing, I've been reporting on the language being used by the Marxists that gun violence is a pandemic and so forth and so on. So then I could see New York City now, due to the fact that this massive exodus and destabilization of this massive city could be ripe for some sort of an occupation force. So I wanted to get that one out there. So we're seeing young TikTokers and Representative Sean Cullen of Illinois, 17-year-old daughter Gwen found dead. There's all these people connected to various people. Their children, teenagers, and so forth are dying. Now, you know, you wonder with young people due to the fact that there is drug experimentation going on, and there is the let's just say, bleeding into all the family of drugs, this fentanyl, and even this other stuff that's even stronger now floating around. And so there's deadly doses of drugs floating around in all of our major cities and even getting out into the towns and so forth. So a lot of people want to tie it to the vax, and this is possible. I'm not saying that it's not. A lot of these people have been talked into taking these genetic sabotage injections. And it seems to be, what's very strange is, for right now, the elderly seem to be, taking it somewhat better. Like, it seems like these young people and these athletes and so forth and so on, they're the ones really starting to be, at least reported, to be falling out. And you have all these insurance industry folks talking about how there's so many claims, this, you know, the 18 to what, 40, whatever, and it's off the charts and crazy. And so it's very weird, you know, a lot of elderly people that I interact with that are still around and kicking. Now, I did report on some cancers in my own immediate family, which, you know, a lot of people have been talking about. Let's see here. I want to play a little bit of this Dr. Judy Mikovits. This is clip 11, Mr. Producer. And she was on with Stu Peters. She's made the rounds with Mike Adams and a lot of people lately. And I know Giuseppe, I think's got her coming up on his show. I didn't listen to Friday's yet from him, but I know he's got her coming up on one of his anniversary shows. I heard that on the other day or something. But this is Judy Mikovits with Stu Peters, and let's just listen to a little bit of it, just as kind of a review, but then she kind of digs into some interesting stuff here. Go ahead and roll that one.
Aborted fetal cell lines have syncytin from other animals, which will cause auto-inflammatory disease. So they actually put the peptide component of snake venom, which humans have a protection from their own God-given human endogenous retrovirus W. But if you inject and bypass the innate immune response, you will develop autoimmune, auto-inflammatory disease and cancer. And there's three decades of work showing that syncytin gene alone in the sperm in the egg in every cell of the body changes everything. Cancer, express it in the wrong tissue at the wrong time, and you get disease, foreign disease from other animals, loaded in all vaccines. It's been there. We've known it in vaccine court. I've testified. I've shown the evidence of injured and shown these cytokine storms, the exact same mechanism COVID. It's irrefutable. It's published. It's in their own journals, just as I showed in the very beginning. April 8th was a full month before a pandemic. Mickey Willis produced in a pandemic. Was May 4th. April 8th was that Epoch Time show, and it showed you right there from Fort Detrick, funded by NIAID. Tony Fauci shipped in 2015, when it was illegal to do these gain of function studies, shipped the cell line containing all those precursors I just read to you from 2011 paper with China, shipped it to China in the labs, and continued humanizing and weaponizing, changing that monkey SARS-CoV-2 with simian immune deficiency virus to a human immune deficiency virus. And we all know that now. And we all know that from Luke's work and the early work that showed there were variants that had HIV. So SARS-CoV-2 is not a coronavirus. It's a pararetrovirus. Therefore, all bets are off, and they knew well who they were trying to kill, the people with cancer. We see the diseases. We've seen the diseases. That was our work from 2009 to 11, when it was clear because of Tony Fauci's fraud 40 years ago, women and children were infected with XMRVs, with other retroviruses that were disease associated. So the game was to kill them. And they have the same disease cytokine storm as the virus that was released on Sierra Leone, the Ebola viruses. All of these viruses are in these cell lines, are in these shots. Every single shot is GMO. Every single shot is a bioweapon, patentable, gain-of-function study since 1986, and none have been tested. And we see the injury, and the goal is premeditated murder. Because in 2009, if you can find a way to make a vaccine safer, in 2009, when we published our paper, it said you can never use these cell lines again to manufacture vaccines. So instead of doing the right thing at the July 22nd invitation-only meeting, the whole government went and said, what do we do about this problem? It was more than just our paper. Cancer, cancer, cancer. People were coming up with evidence of infection associated with the explosion of disease in our country. And that's the reason, because they were liable in 2009. So TACO will be even with the National Vaccine and Compensation Program because they never did a single safety study. And that's what we know. Dale Bigtree, the Informed Consent Action Network, Children's Health Defense, Bobby Kennedy, Aaron Seary, in the end of 2019, caught them, Freedom of Information Act, for years. Nope, never did the studies required by law. Not a single one. Every single person who was injured by any vaccine is now awarded or should be awarded damages. The government is liable. They were responsible. They failed in their duty. And this is the reason for the plandemic. Control us all, kill us, cremate, destroy the evidence. That's why I said we have the cell lines. We have freezers full of them. We weren't we didn't commit the federal crime of throwing data away as principal investigators. We said this in the last chapter of our book, Plague of Corruption. One last story I should tell you. Yeah, they thought we were going to cremate everything. They thought we were like criminal William Thompson, and we put evidence in a safe to destroy the lives of millions of black children and people of color with the CDC fraud and MMR and autism. They thought they got away with that, but we obey only one God, and it's not Tony Fauci.
All right, you can stop that there. Just, you know, and it really kind of irks me when they talk about people of color and so forth and so on, when this thing is global, whites are the minority, and just because some of these people like Fauci, you know, little rat, they want to think that, you know, Bill Gates and these other people don't want to kill white people, which is absolutely insane, because the Kosher Nostra has to take out the best of the Gentiles in order to really implement the rest of this plan, and they consider those people your, you know, high performing whites have to be taken out according to these people. Always keep that in mind. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Congress is out of control. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Members of the January 6th committee believe they have uncovered enough evidence to indict former President Donald Trump, according to the Associated Press. The Department of Justice completed its investigation into Trump's alleged involvement in storming of the Capitol a long time ago and did not bring charges against the former president. That wasn't good enough for Congress. They launched their own, clearly partisan, investigation and now think that they can indict Donald Trump. The Constitution does not grant Congress investigative or law enforcement authority. The purpose of Congress is to pass laws that the executive branch is supposed to enforce. After 2 failed impeachment attempts, Congress is just going to take over the job of law enforcement. Well, if that's the case, enforce immigration law while you're at it. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Broadcasting Network. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. Let's have a little fun. And this was on Bill Maher, and I just happened to catch this flipping around on YouTube for a second, but it's a nice synopsis of what I really consider, and I tried to really pinpoint this, of when this slide into total sensitivity, political correctness, racial sensitivity, so forth and so on. It was with the inauguration of Barack Hussein Obama. This Marxist plant, this Manchurian candidate, when this guy got to become the resident in the White House, this is when the infiltration really of the loony nut war on free speech types, the whole gay militant movement, everything, they all really just rushed in with Obama. Remember, it was Bush and Cheney. They had their own set of issues. They ran 9/11. They're a bunch of treasonous filth with all the PNAC gang around them. I'm not saying any of that. But culturally, I'm talking. With the advent of the Obama administration was the advent of our total meltdown into lunacy. And I pretty much pinpointed it there. Now, Clinton's, during their 8 years, had the Hellcats, Hillary's Hellcats, with Donna Shalala and all those goofy militant feminists and so forth. And so there was the whole false flags run by the Clintons, and that primed the pump, so to speak. But when Obama came in is when the real hardcore progressive nuts ascended to the very, very top. It was like the Clinton administration on some serious, serious steroids. All right. But anyway, so let's listen to clip 7 real quick.
And finally, new rule, if someone knows of a story that more effectively captures what's wrong with today's journalism than the sad saga of what happened last week at the Washington Post, they need to keep it to themselves because it would be too depressing. If you missed it, the Washington Post recently got embroiled in a self-inflicted shitstorm when one of their best reporters, David Weigel, retweeted this joke. Every girl is bi. You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual.
That's a pretty funny joke.
Proving it is a joke, thank you. The comedian who actually wrote the tweet called it a banal throwaway joke, which is exactly what it is. Throwaway, as in if you don't like it, throw it away. For eons, both sexes have made jokes about how the other is crazy, and no one but the perpetually offended thinks it means anything more than that the sexes get frustrated over how differently we each see the world. And yes, we relieve some of that frustration with humor. And scene. Nevertheless, Weigel pulled down his retweet and wrote, I apologize and did not mean to cause any harm. And that was the end of that. I'm joking, of course. The unlicensed daycare center that is today's newsroom went apeshit. You see, the Post has another writer named Felicia Sanmez, and she's a lot. For example, she tweeted about Kobe Bryant's 2003 rape trial hours after his helicopter crash. And despite the fact that she says Dave Weigel is a good friend, she resurrected the tweet he had taken down with a screenshot and demanded to know what the Post was going to do about this unacceptable evil that must not be allowed to stand.
This massive tweet storm by this crazy broad to where the whole thing, I mean, she ended up getting fired over it. But it's indicative of where we're at with how crazy we become. Because that was a funny joke. And, so the guy, free speech is if you don't offend one of these categorized people, alphabet people, whatever, then you got your free speech. If it, you know, a personal Twitter account, I don't have social media anymore. I do have a dormant Twitter account that I never go on, and I got pissed off at Twitter for suspending me for I was talking smack on the, who was it? ADL, Oprah Winfrey, and the Society of Jesus all at the same time in all their official Twitters, and they suspended me. And I don't even remember what the tweet was. I had to delete it. And once I deleted it, I got my account back, but I never sign in anymore, and I've got tons of people request to be followers or whatever, and I haven't been on there in I don't know how long, maybe a year, but it's indicative of where we really, really are. Now, Mr. Producer, clip 8, get that one ready. I just think back to where, let's just say 2005 and how different it was with people saying what was on their minds and this sort of thing. And now it's just such a prison that these people want to keep everybody in, especially if you're a straight white male. That's we've got the strongest prison because we're automatically the devil, when according to all this intersectionality and all this other crap. And so it's a really dangerous place to be in. Everybody, and this is how you just see this just horrible existence of people in government and corporate America and the self-censorship and the walking on eggshells and all the rest of it. What a sick existence in this country where, in the 70s and 80s when I grew up, it was like people were militantly pro-free speech. People were militantly pro Fourth Amendment as far as search and seizure and all that stuff with the cops. I mean, the principals were scared of the kids at school. And now look at the stuff we've got. Very, very crazy. So Dinesh D'Souza, he puts out the 2,000 mules thing. And, you know, the True the Vote people, they purchased this geolocating data, right? They found all this stuff buried in there of all these people running freaking stuff in ballot boxes and all the rest. Go ahead and play clip 8.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has proposed a new bill. And you're going to chuckle when you hear this. It's a bill to ban, a sweeping ban, on cell phone geolocation and health data sales. Now, let's look at this a little more closely. Supposedly, this is all tied not so much to 2,000 mules, but it's tied to Roe v. Wade. So the article, which is from The Verge, says, as the Supreme Court's expected decision to overturn Roe v. Wade looms, Senator Elizabeth Warren has announced sweeping legislation to ban the sale of location and health data. Now, this is a bill that's apparently co-sponsored by Bernie Sanders and Ron Wyden. And here's what it does. It bars, quote, data brokers from selling or transferring location data and health data. There are a few limitations. Making the bill one of the strongest proposals aimed at regulating data sales. So, number one, you've got these data aggregators. And data aggregators, there are about 40 of them. It's completely legal now. They can collect this data, and the data comes out of our phones. There are apps in our phones, and sort of unbelievably, when we download these apps, we give permission to the apps to geolocate us, to pinpoint our locations. And this data is sold on the open market. Now, you can't buy it like in Walmart, but if you know where to get it, and in, of course, in the case of the movie, True the Vote spent over $1 million to buy this data in 5 key areas. Now, apparently, Elizabeth Warren is worried in particular that the data, the geolocation data, can be used to track people who are going to try to get an abortion. So if abortion is illegal and states restrict it, and moreover, states give individuals the ability, as in Texas, to file lawsuits against people who enable or help the abortion process, then you can use cell phone geo-tracking to monitor when people are going to abortion clinics. And so Elizabeth Warren is like worried about this. And so supposedly the particular reason for her bill is to prevent that. But you can see that she's trying to ban this data more generally. And I wouldn't be surprised if she has in the back of her mind 2,000 mules. Because after all, if we couldn't buy the geolocation data through the vote, we couldn't bust the mules. And so the Democrat, you know, fraud operation, you know, would become safe and secure or would become unobserved because you couldn't go back cold case style and track these mules going from Dropbox to Dropbox to Dropbox. But here, let's come back to Warren here.
Go ahead, stop that here. So we got the midterms in less than 5 months. Do you really think Elizabeth Warren and all these people are worried about the geolocating people that want to go get an abortion? Don't you think it's because you're late in the game? And they're depending on this, let's just say, MO, modus operandi, for the next midterms. Now, remember what Roger Stone, and I played this, some of these guys are saying that there is some sort of new scamdemic on its way before these midterms. And so that way they can do the drop boxes to vote by mail and all the rest of this crap all over again. So keep that in your mind. It just popped into my mind that there are people predicting that these thugs, and it's probably not going to be monkeypox. Now, look, if they can get enough knuckleheads to take these smallpox vaccines for the monkeypox. And I heard people talking about it today at the nursing home, these four boosted people. And I'm just like, and then, and but think about this. The smallpox vaccine comes with its own set of dangers. This vaccinia stuff that Amazing Polly was talking about, very, very dangerous vaccine, this smallpox crap that they're going to put. And so if they can pump the monkeypox hard enough and get enough, you know, drones to go take the smallpox vaccine, then you could start a whole new level of a injection-driven paranoia, sickness, whatever you want to call it, and then go into some sort of lockdowns again and all the rest. So be on the lookout. Hopefully people are militant enough this time around when the powers that shouldn't be talk about, you know, Germany is talking about putting people in masks from like October to after the winter's over permanently every year. Israel is about to go put people back in masks. I got that up in one of my articles. So, you know, a lot of weird stuff going on here. I don't know what's going to happen, but very, very nuts, you know, in these next few. And look at how things change in just a week's time. You know, you sit here and you do a broadcast, and then by the next week, you're just like, my gosh, I mean, we've got more food facilities, fires, and all this crap. Let's talk about this. Let's go to clip 16 real quick, and then we'll do 17 afterwards. But this has to do with just water out there in Desertville. All right, so let's do 16.
This is Dabu 7. The question is being asked, are we on the verge of water wars here in this country? Some say that this issue has already began, and when you look out west and you look at areas like California, Arizona, you can see that there's farms there that are already operating without any water. You're talking farms that have been around since the 1930s, having no water in these regions. Most of the country is oblivious to this because they can go turn on their sink and they're getting water still. Heavily fluoridated and doused in chemicals, no doubt, but they're still getting the water. But when it comes to everyone that's connected to the Colorado River, 7 states supply on this water supply and it's running dry. You can see here in this image, this is Lake Powell. That is a boat dock that used to be vibrant. This whole area below it, full of water, people jet skiing, having a good time. It's bone dry. Again, most of the people oblivious to what's happening out here as they're cooking in the West. I feel that this is being done by design in mass by the powers that be. And you've got to understand, when the Colorado River dries up and disappears completely, so too will the homes and the businesses all around it. That Colorado River supplies water to nearly 40 million people in cities that stretch from Denver down to Los Angeles. And there's farmlands all across that. Many of them have been wiped out. Those growing alfalfa, corn, I mean, you name it, whatever crop it is, we're seeing these crops dead in mass because they're not receiving the water that they need. This is a
all
big
right,
time
go ahead,
issue.
Stop it then. You know, I sit and contemplate these things. You look at these Air Force 2025 documents. You listen to Dane Wigington. You listen to Deborah Tavares, and you realize that there's a very good possibility that this is artificial. That there is the weaponization of the environment against the people, the cattle, the plants, everything else. But there's also in the back of your mind the judgment side of the house, where the Creator is judging the nation. And we know that drought is a big kind of component to the concept of judgment, like in a biblical sense. So, I'm always bantering back and forth between these two. And it's just like, you've got these devils that want to do this omnicide, basically kill everything in order to depopulate. And then you've got the other side, where it's just like, is this the Almighty's anger, or is it a cocktail of both? It's just very hard to get at sometimes. Let's go ahead and do 17. This is about Odessa, Texas. Go ahead and roll that one.
This is Dabu 7. I've warned about the water issues here in this country, potential civil water wars happening in certain areas, especially out west where the water is running dry. And we've got these scorching temperatures that are also in play here, where the temps are hovering above 100 degrees all week, especially in places like New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And we have a city of Odessa in Texas that has not had water for a week. For many days running, they're saying that this started on Monday when a water main had broke. And this caused what they called an imminent threat of widespread or severe damage, injury, or loss of life or property, as 122,000 people went without water when this happened. They said this taps 165,000 homes and businesses that lost pressure or went completely dry after a 24-inch water main broke Monday afternoon in the area. They said before, with all the heat bearing down on these regions, this is absolutely deadly in some of these cases. We had witnessed Texas's grid get tested by the winter weather before. Now it's the heat from this odd heat wave that's coming through, just sitting over a majority of the middle of the United States, while the West cooks and just continues to dry out.
All right, go ahead and stop
again.
This is another one that wonders: did somebody sabotage this water line, and are they doing a beta test to see how people are going to act, how they are going to cope, what contingency methods are they going to use? It's kind of a lab rat study. Very interesting. You wonder when you look at the debt and all this stuff, and the China expanding, and the possibility of some deal that's been made with the British Crown, and then probably our so-called leadership to cede territory over, and I'm not using the word S-E-E-D, I'm using the word C-E-D-E, to cede territory over to China in lieu of financial debt, move all these people. Remember the big dust up with Harry Reid and the big solar farms and all that stuff with the Bundys? Remember that? What about a great migration eastward for some new occupiers of land? I always remember all the directed energy fires out west. Kind of interesting, huh? And then people have looked into this drought hovering over this area for years now, and the possibility that they want to move people away from these areas for certain reasons. What reasons they might be, we could argue about, but kind of fascinating to look at how this is being played out. Remember the prophecy in the book of Revelation talking about the sun will be given power to burn men's flesh with fire? And I'm thinking about I wonder if the vaccines, these genetic sabotage injections, somehow do something to the skin of the person that took these things to make the sun more dangerous to that person. Does the genetic tampering, and I know that there's many roles here for the genetic tampering, it's a multi-platform kind of system, but I wonder if one of them is the sun being able to burn or cancerize the person, that the test subject's skin. I wonder if that's one of the, let's say, effects. I'm not going to say it's a side effect, because heck, the way that this is looking, there are many effects that were intentional, not some sort of a side effect that wasn't intentional. But I wonder if this is one of them, that this, the, you know, the skin gets tampered with genetically somehow from these shots, and then they're open to skin cancers much more. Kind of fascinating. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.